Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Medium Monday here on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. I am Sharon Hill, and every Monday you can tune in to Blog Talk, Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, for Medium Monday, where we have topics of mediumship and the opportunity to call in with your question or receive a spot reading. So for today's topic, I've been thinking about the new year coming up, and from all of the people who listen to the show and from the calls that have been coming in so far, you know, so many of you are developing as a medium or striving to develop as a medium. You're doing the work, you want to be a medium, and hopefully we'll be able to give you some tips on doing that, and especially for the new year. When I was going through school, Fellowships of the Spirit, School of Spiritual Healing and Prophecy, the biggest thing I learned was if you want to be good with your gifts of the Spirit, if you really want to develop them, then you have to practice. It really comes down to that. Like anyone who can learn to play the piano, there are very few people who are going to end up being concert pianists. So take that as information for yourself. And if you really are striving to be the best that you can be in developing your gifts and using your gifts, it's going to come down to practice. You have to practice, okay? And so one of the things that we learn through the practice is our accuracy. So we understand that all the information we're receiving, well, it is accurate, but we may not understand it, okay? So we're given something, it means something, but we don't necessarily know what it means. One of the best ways to develop that is working with your intuition. So getting that journal I talked about, get a journal, and when you get a hit, when you receive information, record it, write it down, the circumstances, where were you, what were you doing, what were you thinking about, and what information came. And over time, you'll be able to look back and see, oh, that's what that meant, this is what this means. And it's only in retrospect or through having the experience and then getting the confirmation that we can understand and begin to trust. So this is all about trust. And that's what makes a good medium good. Do you trust the information you're receiving? Do you trust it enough to give it? And it's where most mediums who are developing struggle. You know, I don't want to give that. And I share an example of my own. I was doing a reading for someone and I asked about career. And, you know, I asked the guides, I asked Spirit, and they showed me hot dogs and yellow mustard, and of course I did not want to say that, and it, to me, had nothing to do with career. And I asked again, well, what about a job? And they showed me hot dogs and yellow mustard, and I said, well, what about their work life? And I was shown for the third time hot dogs and yellow mustard. So finally, you know, I said, well, here's what I'm getting. And she burst out laughing and said, yes, you know, I'm an ENT and the first person I went out on a call, and we had to resuscitate, and that's what came up, hot dogs and yellow mustard. And I'm like, whoa, you know, we don't want to trust it. We don't think that it makes sense, and in our mind, it won't. That isn't how this works. You know, we're working a lot with symbols, right brain communication, not the left brain literal things, unless you're auditory and you hear it exactly. You know, everything else, we don't really know what it means. We just have to trust the information and give it. And in that instance, you know, I got the same thing three times. So if that happens three times, you know, it's a pretty good bet. You know, I recall another reading I did for a woman, and I do have permission to share this. I said to her, you know, the information I was receiving, because that's what I do. I give the information as I'm getting it, okay? I can't make this stuff up, and you can't either. You know, it's not what we're thinking. It's not what we're making up. It's not that we're trying to make anything fit. I just said to her, you know, as the information was coming in, you know, you're going to be moving to Youngstown for work and education. And she said, absolutely not. I'm done with my education and I'm happy at work. And Spirit came upon me again and said, she's moving to Youngstown for work and education. So I said it again, be moving to Youngstown for work and education. And she said, no. And Spirit came upon me again and said, she'll be moving to Youngstown for work and education. And I said it the third time. I said, well, just take the information. They're saying you're moving to Youngstown for work and education. And again, she said no, and I moved on. But it came three times, that clear, that strong. I heard it. I gave it. And, you know, it wasn't maybe a few months later, I get an email from her saying, well, guess what? I have a position at the University of Youngstown. So, you know, I wouldn't know that. Spirit's giving me the information. I'm relaying it to the sitter, to the client. We're just relaying the information as it's being given, but learning to trust that even when someone says no. And I don't know. Well, one of the things that I tell people every time I teach and every time someone comes for a sitting, I explain that I'm simply relaying information as it's being given. And so it is that don't ever argue with a medium. It's pointless. We don't know what we're talking about. Literally, we do not. We're simply relaying the information as it's being given. And what matters as a medium is not that you're right. You know, in the left brain world, we want to get it right. And we think that accuracy is about being right. But it's never about being right. It's about being sure. Are you sure of the information you're receiving? And that is about trust. We have to be able to trust the information being given, whether we understand it or not, and just relay the information that Spirit is giving us, reminding ourselves that we are just the messenger. We're just the interpreter. We're just there to serve Spirit, and Spirit would like to get a message to the person you're serving. We're serving Spirit and we're serving the client. And so not getting in the way of that is the challenge, and not allowing our left brain to start thinking and like, oh no, I don't want to say that. I might look silly. You know, it's really about overcoming those obstacles, those exact obstacles. Well, this may seem a bit ridiculous to me. I have no idea what it means, but does that somehow make sense to you? Remember, it's about the sitter and their experience. They are the ones who will understand. We will not. So, you know, it's all about trust. And one of the things I'm offering this year, I just want to mention it here. I have done for years, it's called Intuiting the Year Ahead. And we look at the year ahead, and I usually do it either New Year's, or I've been doing it at Lilydale in a workshop in the summer, where we go through the whole year and all the categories. I make a nice little book, and you know, you flip the pages and you don't think, you just go through, and we call the day, the month upon us. So we're calling the future into the present, and we're just recording what we're getting. And you know, we don't know. There's no way that you can know, because it has not occurred yet. And you have to understand this as things are right now. So we would say, well, is there destiny or is there free will? And some things are more likely than others. So you're looking at probabilities. But the truth is, we're creating all the time. And unconsciously, most of us don't know what we're actually creating. And so when things appear in our life, you know, to the extent that we're in touch with our consciousness and our subconscious, that's the extent. But our consciousness knows very little in any given time. So this is what we're trying to bypass. It isn't what we think. It isn't what we know. We're just recording the information as it's being given for the time and day that we're looking at without any judgment whatsoever. And there's no way to know. So it frees us up to be in a fluid state and allow that, you know, those right brain connections, that right brain to really work. And you just record. And then as you look back over the year or the month, you know, say, wow, that really came out. I know someone, you know, she said she was getting a new car and she didn't have any plans to get a new car in this certain month. But then she contacted me and she said, whoa, you know, like I saw this, you know, months ahead and I had no knowledge of it. And all of a sudden one day came upon us and we bought this car. And then I looked back in my intuitive year ahead and wow, in that month it was buy a new car. Wow. You know, like how could I have known that? So, you know, there are many things that are in the works already that we're not quite aware of on a conscious level. And it's one way to work with your intuition to begin to be able to trust it. You look back and go, well, okay, somehow I knew that. So, wow. And as we make those connections and we see the signs, the symbols as we're recording, you know, we might not understand what it means. We might not understand in the context of what it is. And our thinking mind can look at that and go, whoa, don't let your thinking mind get in the way at all. Don't let it even consider because it can make up 101 scenarios for the information you receive. And we don't know if any of them are accurate. So over time, in retrospect, you begin to see and then things unfold. And it's a way of strengthening your intuitive muscle, if you will, like working out. You know, we have to use it or lose it, use it or it will use you if we're getting the information either way. So if we're consciously getting the information, this is how we learn to harness that energy, work with that energy, and begin to understand it in a foundational way. So you can look for a post from me. It will be posted on Facebook if you're interested in joining that group, Intuiting the Year Ahead. We're going to go month by month. In my experience, it's a little much to sit there for an entire day in a meditative state that long going through an entire year. People get pretty tired by the end of the day. And I put in to do a two-day workshop because of that, and it was denied. So this year, I didn't put in to do the workshop, and I'm going to be offering it through Facebook or through my page. So you can always find me. RevSharonHill.com is my website. My web page is RevSharonHill at 4th Street Medium because I live on 4th Street in Lilydale. And those are the ways that you can contact me through my website, RevSharonHill.com. There's a place to contact me. And again, I want to mention also that I am still running my special during this holiday season because it's been so difficult in the year 2020. It's been really difficult in terms of people and loss. And so I'm extending my $20 off promotion, extending that through the month of January. And that does also apply to gift certificates. So, you know, now is the time if you are considering getting a private reading, you might want to consider that. All right. So that's our topic for today, how to trust your intuition. We learn through the experience of consciously working with it, taking good notes, and in retrospect, looking back to see the meaning. Also, if you're going through your day We talked last week about symbols, but we often get signs. Signs are like, oh, there's a butterfly flying around me. And I'll never forget, I was at the stump in Lilydale serving one day, and this butterfly kept flying around me. And I'm like, oh, this has to be a spirit. And it was flitting around. It had my attention. It was everywhere, landing. And then I said, if you're a spirit and you're here for someone, show me. And it flew to this woman and landed on her. And I knew exactly where to go. It was wild. And that was the sign that she received from her spirit people. And she knew exactly who it was. And it was just like one of those wow moments, you know. This butterfly came to me in a very clear and communicative way. And as I interacted with it, you know, it led me exactly where I needed to be. So I was communicating with the spirit through this butterfly, and it was really an awesome experience. And those things stick in my mind. You know, we're always having new experiences. We're always learning. So pay attention to the signs. And in the moment, when you see a sign or you think it's a sign, engage. I have another a friend whose lights blink and they've connected that to a certain spirit and it hadn't been doing it. And then she said, oh, you haven't been around. And all of a sudden the light blinked. Okay. And it began to communicate in a way that back in the day of modern spiritualism, which goes back to the Fox sisters and the wrappings, it was through wrappings, knocking noises, that they were able to communicate with the spirit of the peddler who was whose presence was in the house. Okay, so they're literal signs, and so pay good attention and please take good notes. I hope that you join the group for intuiting the year ahead and begin to practice working with your intuition, the foundation for mediumship. And then I'm Sharon Hill, and we will be moving on now to take callers. Okay. I don't have help here, so we're going to go with who's been holding the longest. Hi, I am speaking with, can I speak with telephone number ending in 0254? 0254, are you there?
Yes. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, who am I speaking with, please?
This is Nancy from Beach City, Ohio.
Nancy from Beach City, Ohio, and did you want a spot reading or did you have a question?
I was hoping for a spot reading today.
Okay, let's see, wow. Oh, I have butterflies in the stomach. I have a woman here, feels very motherly. Her hair was very important to her to get it just right. She's showing me, pushing it up all the getting it just right. Nothing out. Okay. And she comes in and she's showing me holding a baby. So I know that there's a new baby in the family and that she would be with this new baby and with you with the new baby. And she's also telling me that you get flooded with spirit when the presence is there, you get tingles all over you, okay? And that's how you know spirit is with you. And yep. This time, she's showing me when you were with the baby this time, you didn't tingle, but you melted in a large warmth. You understand that? And she's saying that
that's
she
true.
Was there with you as if you were sitting in her lap and the baby sitting in yours. And just that warmth, and she's hugging you and hugging the baby and just holding you, and she's smiling bigger than her face, okay? Mm-hmm. She's also, I don't know what about these earrings. She did not have pierced ears. She's pulling them off. She likes to wear a little bit of, costume jewelry because she liked costume mm-hmm. jewelry. Okay.
That was your mother, Mama Lucy. Mm-hmm.
Showing that. to me in that pulling the earrings off, and she's mentioning that you haven't been wearing your jewelry of late, and she's showing me you dressed in a flannel shirt and jeans and high heels. What do you wear? Heels here? Heels? Well, what would you be wearing?
Yeah.
Heels? Jeans, and because she's showing me you outside walking in the dirt, okay, in these heels, all right?
They're clog shoes with heels, and that's exactly right. And how does she know? I haven't been wearing my, okay, go on.
She walks with you, and she's there. You've been thinking about her quite a bit lately, and she's highlighting the month of October and as being significant. She's also saying that you're not big on Halloween, but you're big on October pumpkin pie and pumpkins and things that remind you of ghostly things with her. And she's laughing. And she's saying thank you for the birthday wishes and the flowers. Okay, so I know that she's showing me what do they call those? Were they entombed in the wall? She's showing me a vase and she's showing me flowers, and that you changing the flowers. She shows me purple and yellow, what you do. Okay. She's thanking you for that because she loves flowers. She always did. And she's showing me a rock garden, and she's showing me that now that she's in the wall, there's the rocks and there's the garden, just a little different than it was before. Huh. She has a wicked sense of humor. Very, you know, borders on the edge of just so inappropriate. Okay. And she would have been known for that.
Virtue of the queen. Does she understand that joke?
Yes, she does. She's also.
And we love her.
What? She knows this. Yes, she's still around. She's showing me and highlighting. This is a girl in another family, but still family, with Mickey Mouse ears on her. So I think some of the family may be going to Disney. Mickey Mouse. So she's aware of a girl. Then she's telling me she didn't know when she was here, but she was there all along and for the birth. Okay. She's showing literally the cutting of the umbilical cord. So she was with this young woman. This will be your niece, please.
It could be, yes.
Okay.
Her niece.
Your niece.
My niece.
Having the baby.
My great. Yes.
Do you understand?
Huh. Okay. Yes, I do understand.
Having a baby girl who now is, she's tall enough to be putting on Mickey Mouse ears by herself. So, and she's 2 years old now, not a toddler anymore. And she's just mentioning her and saying, oh, they've got their work cut out for them. I'm seeing patterns, cutting material on patterns. Did you happen to know she sewed, please? She's making little costumes, and she's making a costume like of a superwoman and Attila the Hun for this little one. So I know that she's very impulsive and, you know, fierce protector and afraid of just about nothing. All right. So.
Okay. Interesting.
She's also
She sewed a lot. She made patterns. Go on.
Thank you. And she's also going through greeting cards. I think she probably saved everyone she ever received. And going through greeting cards and just how touched she was that you were there. And she's showing me at the funeral, you know how they have the greeting cards? This was very significant to her. So, and that you were there, and she's also mentioning your daughter being there, and it made her heart warm.
My daughter loves her and misses her very much.
Well, she's there. Will you pass that along, please?
I will.
I'm pretty sure sure that your daughter has saved that little card from her funeral, and that's a connection there that she's making right over the heart. Okay, so will you pass that along? Pass along love from Grandma, and she has to go eat some ribs now.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening to Lizzie Blog Talk Radio, and have a good day.
Thank you for bringing her to me.
My pleasure and privilege. I don't know how to get you off speaker here, so I'm going to X you. You may need to call back in. I don't know. Just hanging up. All right. For our next caller, telephone number ending in 2574. 2574. Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Kimberly from Georgia. Hi, and did you...
Yes.
Did you have a question or did you want a spot reading?
Just a spot reading.
Spot reading. Well, I have to say, first and foremost, I love your energy. You are just so enthusiastic about life and so encouraging to so many people around you. And it's interesting because then you go home and you worry about your own life. You're everybody's best cheerleader, telling them they can do it. And then you're at home going, well, what about me? All right, you understand that, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, and that you have quite a few concerns on your plate right now. They're showing a concern around a gentleman who's a bit older than you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and I feel that his health is not good and he's not doing a lot to help himself. Is that correct?
Correct. That is correct.
And that you're at your wit's ends worrying all the time. You don't know what to do. You don't know. You know, you've pretty much set up some boundaries here. It doesn't feel good. You know, you wish there was more you could do. But this is called everyone has a soul's path and trusting God for others. You cannot help people if they do not want help. Okay? But you have finally learned that you don't have to listen to all that nonsense while they don't want help.
Right.
Okay. So kudos to you. And I have a lady here coming spirit side. You know, she was a bit on the fluffy side. And I would not want to mess with her. The only thing is she couldn't run. I see some swelling in her legs. And so she wasn't very fast. But boy, you did not want to be in arm's reach of this woman. I feel she's on that side of the family. You understand who we're with here?
On the what side of the family?
I feel she's coming in on dad's side of the family. So it'll be a woman on dad's side of the family who is someone that she did not want to mess with. She feels like grandma, mother, would be mother to your dad?
Yeah, that's grandma.
Okay, grandma. On dad's side of the family. She was a present,
yes.
A force to be reckoned with, wasn't she? Still is, and she's putting her arms out like this and going like, no. No, you do not come here. Okay. So she's showing that you have set boundaries and she's giving you a lot of strength to do that. And I think she was a powerful example in that respect in your life when she was here. That you might have been afraid of her, but I'll tell you, there's no one better to protect you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You never knew. You'd crawl up on her lap and she'd be holding you there while she's yelling at others. Okay. But still, the love was good. Okay. So, quite a woman. I'm going to say, quite a woman. Lovely woman, really. She just learned through her life not to put up with the nonsense of those boys. And she's calling them all boys. Literally, she's showing me men, but they're boys. She's calling them boys. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So, but now you don't know what to do or where you're going kind of like a game changer. Do you understand?
Yes.
And that you want to be there for the need when it comes, and yet you want to have a life, and you don't know how to reconcile those two things. I do feel that Indianapolis, do you have a connection there, please, or are you thinking of going there?
I'm definitely not thinking of going there. I think we have cousins in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Because I'm hearing it clearly, and it's not some place I will go. So,
right.
They're highlighting that. So just remember they're talking about Indianapolis. Okay?
Okay.
As being significant. And I do feel we have an aunt here on Mama's side of the family. Or would you understand someone who was like a mother but not a real mother on Mom's side, please?
Yes.
Okay. That's who's coming through, all right? And I do feel quite illness in her body. She tended to overheat a lot on the inside, all right? And I do feel she had some circulation trouble. And she may have passed as a result of that, okay? But she's coming through, and she's saying, you're sweet as the day is long, and you make the best cornbread in the world. You're using a family recipe, are you?
Yes.
Thank you. She will be acknowledging this, so I don't know whose recipe it is, but she's giving you kudos for it, okay? And she's saying, don't forget your strength. You know, you have so much to give. And don't let people prevent you from letting your light shine, all right?
Okay.
I don't see where you're going just yet. It's not determined. There are a number of factors here involving COVID, which are changing some things a bit or stalling some things. So just remain present, remain open, and, you know, you're going to have to work with your patients here, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
And come March, I see things begin to be able to shift and open up for you more, okay?
Okay. I wanted to ask you about your special and how do I contact you? Because I looked on the Lilydale page, and I don't see how to contact you.
Okay. Go to my website, revsharonhill.com. And there's revsharonhill.com.
Okay. Okay.
And there's a contact place there. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. Okay, who's next in the queue here? All right. We have telephone number ending in 1111. Who am I speaking with, please?
I'm Donna.
Hi, Donna. Have you called in before? You have all ones in your number.
No.
Okay. I don't know what that means. Someone else last week had all ones in their number, so I just thought I'd ask. So where are you calling from?
Canada.
Canada, okay. And did you want a spot reading or
a spot reading.
Spot reading, okay. I'm seeing a little dog come in and around you, okay. And it would have been short to the ground, short legs, a short-legged dog coming in and around you. And it connects with a male as well who's in the spirit world. I want to say I'm seeing your home. They're showing me your home. And I feel that you're alone this year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you lost your spouse here, please?
My mom.
Okay.
And my dad.
Your mom and your dad. Pardon me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both of them, but different year.
Okay. I have a male that's here, and the dog's coming in with the male. And he would have been thinner. He passed from an illness, and he would have gotten thin before he passed. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay. We'll place him. It might not be who you think. Okay.
Probably.
He's with the home. I think this might be your mom's dad.
Oh, okay. My grandfather?
Yes. Does
okay.
that make sense to you? He was,
yes.
I would call him tall, but he wasn't as tall as he seemed, really.
He was skinny and tall, yeah.
Okay. So that's who's coming through. And he's looking at the home. Now, are you living in your parents' home, please?
No.
Okay. He's showing me a scene, and I feel that I'm in your parents' home, your parents' or grandparents' home. Now, you're in Canada, so this might not mean much to you, but there's a significant fireplace in it. Can you place the home because of that, please?
No.
Okay. Remember that we said this. It may come to you later. He's also talking about an uncle, and it feels like this will be a brother to your mom.
Okay, yeah.
Who's also passed into the spirit world, please?
Yes.
Okay. So you have family that's coming in for you, and I have a feeling here, what they're highlighting is it's cold and you're alone, okay? And those are two things that are that you're not accustomed to. It's cold in the house, so I don't know if you're trying to cut back on the heat or you're having unseasonal weather.
It's the weather.
Okay. It looks like you're being mindful of keeping things, you know, to the minimum here to get through the COVID and the long haul, right? You're being mindful about your money, and you're saving where you can, not being too extravagant right now.
Okay.
And I'm seeing a lot of cards that you have received, please, for holiday.
I did receive some cards, yeah.
Okay, they're showing this to me. And that I see that you may have received more cards than you sent out this year. Do you understand that, please?
Yes. That's
okay.
Because
I'm seeing you didn't really send out cards this year. And that they meant a lot to you. And so will you please connect with the people who sent them?
Okay.
All right. That's really, they just want to bring their love to you and let you know you're not alone, okay?
Okay.
And I do for your mom here, you know, she wore her hair just so all the time, just so, right? You understand that?
No.
Would you understand it was like kind of a short bob?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's showing me a short bob as she wore her hair just so, is what she's saying. And I do see that it did turn gray. She had a pretty strong constitution, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You yourself sometimes worry about your own health concerns, right?
Sure.
And,
yes.
She's saying that, remember, you come from good stock, okay?
Yeah.
Strong as an ox, you come from good stock. This is what she's saying. All right. So just remember that and don't give in to the worries. Okay.
Okay.
So much love from them. They're just wishing you a lot of love. And they're saying the new year will be brighter. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. And thank you for calling in and listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Whoops. Didn't mean to do that. Okay. All right. For our next caller. I'm speaking with telephone number ending in 1245. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Joy.
Julie, and where are you from, Julie?
I'm sorry, Joy. Kentucky. Kentucky.
Joy from Kentucky. Did you want a spot reading or do you have a question?
A spot reading.
Spot reading. All right. Joy from Kentucky. I'm seeing a lot of little ones not in your home, but in and around you. Okay, so I know that little ones come to visit. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I see you cooking. You like to cook. You're cooking up a lot of food because everyone's coming to your house. Or you'll take it there if need be. Okay? So, but either way, you're making the dishes. Okay? And I see that your holiday season hasn't ended yet. And there are more plans still on the plate in the calendar, right? We have two more get-togethers. Are you aware of that, please?
No, not at all.
Okay. Were you able to see people for Christmas, even with the COVID?
My parents and my brother, yes.
Okay. Who's got the little ones here, please? Whose kids are these?
My brother.
Your brother's kids. Okay. And you have at least one more plan to see them again, right?
Not yet.
They're telling you you'll see them two more times, and one of them's coming up shortly. So you're in Kentucky. They're showing me grass, and I see snow, but I also see grass. So did you get that last snow that came through?
Please? Yes. Yes, we did. It was a dusting.
Yeah, is it starting to melt now? Because I'm seeing like in a week and a half. Week to week and a half, you'll be seeing them again. Okay? Just letting you know that. And who makes that delicious apple pie, please?
It's hard for me to think right now.
Okay.
There's so many bakers.
They're highlighting the apple pie, or the homemade apple pie. Oh, delicious. I'm salivating. And I think we still use some aunt recipe. So, your family around you, and they're just mentioning that they love the holidays, and that's what everybody got together. That's when you saw the family, and many of them are still around you. And I do see the connection there with your mom and your brother. But I see that you'll be seeing your brother again and the kids soon. Okay.
Okay.
But if you don't have knowledge of that, just leave it with you. And I have a lady here, and she's showing me a ring that you would have of hers. Do you understand that, please?
Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's just showing she's happy. She's also highlighting a wedding band, wearing a wedding band, you wearing a wedding band. Okay? And it's significant as well. Okay? And I feel that this is more metaphoric an issue here, okay? So she's just bringing that to you. Do you dream of finding your white knight here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's saying that, she's saying literally, let bygones be bygones. So I know that you've had a falling out of sorts with some people. There also feels like a work connection there as well. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And let bygones be bygones and keep your hopes up. But don't dream for a fool just to have what you want. That's literally what she's saying. Okay?
Okay.
I think she knows that sometimes, you know, having no one is better than having the wrong one.
Right, I totally agree.
Okay, so that's the message she's giving you, and just be happy, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Okay, for our next caller. Our next caller, telephone number ending in 9443. Who am I speaking with?
Mary.
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary. Where are you from?
From Walk Hill, New York.
Hi, Mary from New York. Do you want a spot reading or do you have a question?
A spot reading, please.
Spot reading, please. Oh, boy, they're showing me you have, you know, those jugglers who whirl saucers on the end of sticks? Plates, right?
Yes.
You got a lot of plates in the air. You have a lot of plates in the air. And you're trying to keep them there, but some of them are black plates that just keep spinning. So it feels to me like you're stuck on an issue that won't resolve and it can't be resolved. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Thank you. I want to say that as long as you keep it up in the air, you know, you're not going to have all the consequences, which is exactly why you're doing that. All right? Because you're not quite
okay.
sure what to do with it, right?
Right.
And that there's no place to move forward as yet. Yes?
Yeah.
So you just keep it spinning in the air where it can't get you, basically. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, you just don't want it to land, but you're looking to make a plan. So, and as soon as you have an idea of what to do, then I don't see it really. I don't see it really affecting you anymore. It's just that temporarily you kind of don't know what you want to do about it, and so. You know, you're going through the process of sorting things out. What you really want. What you really want to do. Okay, make sense?
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
And until you decide, you're not going to let it come down because, you know, you're someone who likes to have a plan and probably a list. Okay. You're the one who goes to the store with the list and then remembers you left things off the list. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, I have a lady coming through here, and I do feel she had illness in her body, in the abdominal area. And I feel also she had a hip that bothered her quite a bit as well. Feels like she's on the wrong side of the family. She had a little bit of fluff on her, I think because she wasn't so active as she could be because of her health conditions.
Okay.
She's also indicating, she's talking about bunions, and I think she had trouble with her feet.
Bunions.
She's also talking about, do you have particularly thin feet?
I do.
Because she's highlighting that you have especially thin feet, hard to find shoes for you, okay? And
my shoes are pretty good.
Pardon me?
I don't have too much of a problem.
Too much of a problem. She's showing thin feet. She did not have thin feet, okay? Or if she did, they spread out over time. So she had trouble there at the end. She's not showing you having trouble with yours. She's showing me the little petite thin feet. Not you have nice feet. What a strange thing on the radio. She's showing that to me. She's also showing me that you like a lot of natural things. Do you make your own bread now, please? Because I have this homemade bread is what I'm seeing, feeling, and smelling.
I do like to cook. Bread, I have not made bread.
Okay. She's showing that to me. So if you've been thinking about it, you think you might want to try it. Literally showing me a bread maker machine. And
okay.
I'm tasting, feeling, smelling the bread. So you may really enjoy that as well. And most of you've been complaining about just the over processed everything, right? Lately.
Right.
And that's one way to control that. And she's suggesting that for you. She's also making mention. She's saying that she's proud of you for helping your dad. You understand that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And she's just touched beyond belief and just how precious that time was for you.
Okay.
All right. And she's blowing you a kiss and she's saying, and the flowers will be coming in the spring. You love fresh flowers in a vase in your house.
Yeah.
And it's one thing that two of you had in common, and she's showing spring flowers in a vase, letting you know that spring is coming and you'll get through the winter just fine. Okay.
And okay.
Your dad's at peace. Is that significant to you?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Our next caller, ending in 7577, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Heather. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Heather.
Hi. I think I would like a spot reading today.
A spot reading today. Boy, you're always in a hurry, going everywhere, going nowhere fast. mostly because of COVID. Boy, your anxiety is really getting the best of you. You've got a lot of pent-up energy. You're a mover and a shaker, and this is not kind to you here. So you all,
I definitely agree.
You're a runner, please. They're showing me you running.
I do like to run and hike a lot.
This is what they're showing me. You've got to work that energy because you've got a lot of it. I wish I had that much energy. you've always been blessed with just a lot of energy. And learning how to harness that has been really your life's work, more so than everything else. You're also extremely intelligent, and people rely on you at work. Do you understand that, please?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Even though you're home, you're on your phone all the time telling people what to do when they call, and you're putting out fires and redirecting them, okay? And so I feel, you have a life that's very full and people want and need you. I also see children around you. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm a teacher.
Thank you. And they're showing again, and what they're talking about are people who want and need you. Okay. And they're showing me children around you. So, of course, that makes sense now. And that you just busy. And, one of those women, you can do it all, And whether you have a song about that, you can, fry up the bacon, You know the song, right?
Which one was it? Sorry, there's something outside. I couldn't hear for a second.
Well, that song that they had about the woman doing everything? You can cook up the bacon, fry it up in a pan.
Oh, yeah.
You let him forget he's a man, right? All the roles, you play all the roles, and you have them all going pretty much full time all the time. They're showing you're on the phone, and then your spatula here is flipping cookies, taking them off, okay? Like you're doing all at once, multitasking, all right? And that,
definitely understand that.
You wouldn't know what to do if your life weren't so full. And I feel that you're really blessed, and that anything that comes up on your plate at the very most is an inconvenience. So you're doing extremely well. They're also talking about, I have a lady here stepping in, and she's coming in on dad's side of the family. She had the most beautiful gray hair and kept it styled quite nicely. It does have a bit of a wave to it. She feels grandmotherly to me. And pardon me?
I'm sorry, I think you cut out for a second.
Okay. She's
grandma.
Yeah. She feels like a grandma to me. She's coming in on dad's side of the family. And I feel you made a decision way back when you were a little girl, that nothing but the best. You live and breathe excellence. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. You're also making up for the things you didn't have when you were growing up that you wanted. And you're giving that now to others. Okay?
Okay.
Make sense?
Do you think teaching is right for me, or do you see a different career path?
Are you married, please, right now?
Yes.
Okay. I see your own family home. I see that you would actually be someone who would be okay if you didn't work, because you have a lot still to do, okay? In terms of second careers or other careers, you know, you're a very good organizer, but I see if you weren't teaching, I see more volunteer things. So it's either not the time. You're actually a very good teacher. Kids love you. The administration,
okay, good to know.
Not as much, because they don't like anyone. Okay. It's not personal, and having to deal with the frustration of the administration, and especially now with COVID and all the changes, you know, can really put anyone over the top. So just, you know, be patient, roll with it, and now is not the time to make that change. If we're looking at possibly making a change, they're talking about a year next spring. All right?
Okay. And one last question. Should I buy a house in Washington?
D.C.? No.
Country.
No. However, Oregon comes up pretty strong for you. Oregon and Utah, wherever that edge is. I'm not very good at geography, but Utah, Oregon comes up strong for you, but not Washington. All right?
Okay, that's interesting. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And take good care, and God bless.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, our next caller is telephone number ending in 9906.
Hi, this is Deb from Reston, Virginia.
Hi, Deb from Virginia. Do you want a spot reading, or do you have a question?
I have a question.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call first, and I was wondering if you could give me a sense of timing as to my current employment and a possible buyout package, as well as what type of service I would provide thereafter.
Oh, wow. They initially said you're 2 weeks in arrears, so I don't know what that means. So it feels like 2 weeks, but it already feels like you're 2 weeks behind, okay? So in terms of a severance package, they're talking about 1 month, which doesn't seem like a lot. I think that the place where you're working is actually in trouble. Do you understand that?
I'm not sure. But did you say 1 month? January 1st?
We're going to get cut off here. No, they're saying a month. A month. And you're 2 weeks in arrears now. So I don't know if you've already worked 2 weeks. I don't know what that means. I can honestly say I don't know what that means. 2 weeks in arrears, but a month for severance. And I see you're going to be just fine. But there's a lot of energy here that needs to be cleared out. After that, I don't feel that you're leaving on the best of terms. Does that make sense?
Somewhat.
Yes. I'm just going to tell you. I feel like there's some energy here that you're going to have to look at as you move forward in your life, and you may end up changing what you're doing completely. So I'll just let you know that. All right?
That's good news.
All right. Thank you for calling. Okay. Thank you for listening to Lily DL Blog Talk Radio. And that's going to conclude our show for today. Remember, you can still receive the $20 off special for private reading. Contact me through my website, RebSharonHill.com, and look for the post for Intuiting the Year Ahead if you would like to work with your intuition in the coming year. I want to thank everyone for listening, and check out the offerings in Lilydale, lilydaleassembly.org. They have year-round programming now, and you might want to check out all the events that they have coming up. Again, this is Sharon Hill. Thank you for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio on Medium Monday.